This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, July 17th. I'm Patricia Naft. A federal judge in Denver said Colorado's gay marriage ban is unconstitutional. Three county clerks are now issuing marriage licenses in the state. Benta Berkland talks to State House reporters about the changes and what it means politically.
I'm here with Vic Vella with Colorado Community Media and Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. A federal appeals court ruled in Denver that the state cannot set a gender requirement for marriage. Ivan, I know you've covered some of the legal proceedings. This is something happening around the nation right now.
It is, and that federal ruling that you mentioned was regarding Utah's gay marriage ban. When this happened just a few weeks ago, what it did is it triggered a flurry of legal activity. Immediately after that ruling, Boulder County's clerk began issuing marriage licenses, which became this standoff with Attorney General John Southers, who really wanted her to stop, saying that that federal ruling was stayed pending an appeal. You can't do this. And in the meantime, you had six gay couples filing a separate lawsuit seeking to overturn Colorado's ban on gay marriage in federal court. And then a judge in Adams County, yet another separate lawsuit, ruled marriage is a right and that the ban is unconstitutional. So what we have now is Southers is appealing those rulings directly to the state Supreme Court, one of them being the Adams County case, and also appealing to the state Supreme Court to get the clerks who have been issuing licenses, and that's Boulder, Pueblo, Denver, to get them to stop until all of this is resolved, of course, waiting for the U.S. Supreme Court to potentially take this up in the fall.
Ivan, you kind of touched on this, but how soon do you expect a resolution?
Well, this is really hard to say because there isn't a date for when the Colorado Supreme Court will take it up. The U.S. Supreme Court meets again in October. They have the option to take it up, or they may not. And if they don't, then the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that found Utah's gay marriage ban unconstitutional stands.
And Vic, obviously this is an issue that's had a lot of debate within the state. We do have civil unions now, but public opinion around the nation and especially in Colorado has really changed on this issue over the last several years.
I actually think it's quite remarkable. I can't think of another issue that I've ever followed where public opinion has shot through the roof in a totally different direction than the gay marriage debate. It was 2006, which wasn't that long ago when state voters put in this ban. 2 years before that, it was used as a wedge issue in the presidential candidate with John Kerry and George Bush. And it was only last year that only three Republicans voted for civil unions in the Colorado legislature. Now we're on the path where every state in the union is going to have gay marriage and the public supports it. It's quite remarkable how fast this is moving.
Leading into political season, do you think now that a lot of these courts are weighing in, this is kind of an issue that's not going to play much prominence come November in Colorado?
That remains to be seen. But like what Vic was saying, there was a time when this was, for Republicans, a winning issue. I don't know that that's the case now because the tide of public opinion is turning because you have so many courts around the country finding these bans unconstitutional. It's almost like now it's more of a winning issue for Democrats.
To Ivan's point, I don't think this is a winning issue at all for Republicans, and this won't be a winning issue for them at all going forward. We got to understand that, forget about gay marriage, coming out of the closet nowadays is a totally different experience than it was 10 years ago. Everyone, whether you're Republican or Democrat, has a family member or good friend or a neighbor or coworker who is gay. And they like them. And so it's getting harder and harder and harder for Republicans to argue against this issue, which is exactly why you're seeing press releases from Mark Udall praising the decision and other Democrats in press releases praising the court's rulings on this stuff. 15, 20 years ago, you would have never seen that from Democrats. They're trying to use this as a wedge issue to their advantage now in a way that Republicans try to use it against them. So the flip is just has been amazing.
Thanks. That was Vic Vella with Colorado Community Media and Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
U.S. Representative Scott Tipton just tied some language to a congressional bill that sets the Department of Interior's budget. The Department of Interior encompasses a wide range of government agencies from the BLM to Indian Affairs to national parks, but key agency in this case is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Here's the phrase that's been added to the bill. None of the funds made available by this act may be used to add the Gunnison sage grouse to the list of threatened species or endangered species. Fish and Wildlife have been debating whether or not to add the Gunnison sage grouse to the endangered species list, something that's been extremely controversial. If this bill passes, it could prevent just that. In his letter to the Committee of Appropriations, Tipton says that not only would calling the grouse an endangered species harm communities and development of energy on the western slope, but it would also hamstring the efforts already underway to help the grouse. Although the primaries are done with, the November ballot is hardly set in stone. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
There's been some changes in the lineup for the race for Mesa County Sheriff. This is Mesa County Clerk and Recorder Sheila Reiner, whose department is in charge of Mesa elections.
We had one person who is not affiliated with a major political party turn in a write-in affidavit this morning. But that gentleman is not certified yet because he hasn't gone through the background checks and been deemed as an eligible candidate yet. But his name is Bruce Lowmiller. And then we had Steve King, who is the major political party nominee for the Republicans, withdraw his candidacy this morning, which then sets off a little chain of events that will happen here before we know who our Republican nominee will be.
State Senator Steve King won the Republican nomination for sheriff last month. He's since come under heavy scrutiny for the time he spent working for the sheriff's department. Discrepancies with his time cards have triggered an investigation that's now headed up by a district attorney from Arapahoe County. Reiner says that the Republican Party is in the process of submitting a new candidate to run for the November election.
We'll have the new candidate as long as they meet the eligibility requirements from the Republicans. Then we'll have Ralph Hamblin as an unaffiliated candidate and Patrick Ariton. And then as write-in candidates, we have certified Benita Phillips and Mike Harlow.
The write-in candidates' names will not appear on the ballot, but if anyone writes their names in, it will count as a valid vote. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Stay tuned for Krista and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF, I'm Patricia Naft.